except for ImmuniCal. ImmuniCal is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. ImmuniCal is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and I guess our regularly scheduled guest is not going to be here, so it's going to be you and me. And our telephone number, of course, is 970-689-8255. But this morning we were going to talk about World War III. Now, as you see the demonstrations all throughout the Islamic world against the Danish cartoons, and of course several other countries in Europe have published those cartoons, because after all, we have freedom of the press in Europe, and we have the ability to express anything, no matter how repulsive, unless, of course, you're David Irvine, who has been put in prison in Austria because of 20 years ago he said the Holocaust didn't occur. So you have freedom to say whatever you want, and to insult a whole billion people, but you can't say the Holocaust didn't exist. Now, I'm not questioning the Holocaust. I'm questioning the insanity of what's going on today. And then when we find that the newspaper that originally published the offensive cartoons, and they were offensive, I'm sure, to every Muslim throughout the world, the paper that headed that published those original cartoons, the woman who was in charge of the newspaper just happened to be married to one of the Bilderbergers. And, of course, the Bilderbergers are part of this ruling elite, this what I call the spiritual hierarchy or the occult hierarchy, that seems so intent upon plunging the world into World War III. Now, if you see all these massive demonstrations throughout the world, first of all, when was the last time you attended a massive spontaneous demonstration that just occurred because everybody came of the same mind all at one time and said, oh shucks, let's go down and let's burn some American flags and burn some Danish flags, and then we'll have our big signs written in English, of course, about death to the Americans or death to the Europeans who insult our prophet. Signs in English? Come on now. In Arab countries? Why aren't there signs there in Arabic? Because this is all staged. Somebody organizes the demonstrations. I mean, do you think we had a million-man march or a million-women march in Washington, D.C. some years ago, and it occurred spontaneously? No, they're all organized. Most of the major demonstrations in the United States are funded by the communists, organized by the communists, with the full support of the anti-war movement, which is funded by our secret government, because they fund both sides, the pro-war movement, the anti-war movement. And the same thing is happening in the Muslim countries. Somebody is stirring up the Muslims for a very specific purpose. Now, our guest this morning, who has ties to intelligence agencies throughout the world, has told me that he thinks it's the Iranians are doing it. The Iranians are trying to stir up Muslims throughout the world and engender anti-Western feelings. I happen to believe that this whole thing is coordinated at a much higher level than the Iranians. I think the president of Iran is a great actor. I think he's playing his part very well. I think he's doing everything he can to incite an attack on his country. And, of course, what's really so interesting is when you talk to people who have ties to the intelligence agencies, they will tell you, well, when we attack, and whether it's going to be the United States or Israel, or the United States and Israel together, and whether we'll have any help from England or anybody else, I really don't know. But I think it's going to be a very short war, maybe a week or 2 weeks at the most. And it is so incredible that intelligent people can be so gullible, because they've never studied history. The Boer War, and of course, remember, the Boer War was fought from 1899 until 1902. But the attitude in Great Britain about the Boer War was, they refer to it as Milner's Tea Time War. Now, Sir Alfred Milner headed, was the number two man in Cecil Rhodes' secret society during that era. He was the High Commissioner of Cape Town, and of course, after Cecil Rhodes died, Milner led Cecil Rhodes' secret society into World War One and into preparation for World War Two. But you know, the English people were saying, "Well, our boys will be home by Christmas." Well, they were right, but they just didn't say which Christmas. It's sort of like when Bill Clinton was talking about our boys going into Bosnia, the American forces would be sent there, would be home by November, and that was back in in the late 1990s. He just didn't say which November, and there's still some UN forces stationed in Bosnia. Whether our men are still there, I don't know, but they were there for many years. Well, what happened, of course, the Boer was a terrible, bloody war, and the Boers lost about 7,000 killed, at least of their fighters, but, you know, tens of thousands of women and children were slaughtered in the concentration camps by typhus, and, of course, by the uncleanliness that, and the horrible way that they were treated by the British soldiers and by the British administration under Lord Milner, who, of course, was working very closely with Cecil Rhodes at that time. But the British sustained 100,000 casualties. Now, I think 25 died, but many of them, others were wounded or got very, very ill, and many of them were incapacitated. And whenever you think you're going to have just a little short, little tiny war, and nothing's going to happen, you really don't understand. It was the same way with the First World War, when of course, the conspiracy was intent upon creating the war, and those of you who have never read the memoirs of the Kaiser, the German Kaiser's memoirs, well, he will tell you that it was a Masonic conspiracy. He had been told it was a Masonic conspiracy that it held regular meetings and planned the war, and I'm sure it had, but also working with the Masonic conspiracy was Cecil Rhodes' secret society in Great Britain, working in conjunction with Colonel House here in the United States, and they were all tied into the occult, and they were following a timetable. And it really started, the First World War, started with a minor border clash and, a minor clash between the Serbians and Austria-Hungary. And, of course, Austria-Hungary figured that the war would be over in just a few days. This is what the German Kaiser thought. That's why he didn't intervene and stop the foolishness. But once the war just began, why it didn't end for four long, bloody years. And 21 million people perished, and probably twice that many actually were injured and carried the pain of their wounds to their death. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome your calls here at the American Freedom Number, 970-689-8255.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is not here, so our number is 970-689-8255. And I was just talking about how often people think wars are going to be very, very minor. But of course they get out of hand. Now, Adolf, if you read Professor Quigley's analysis of what really happened in Europe leading up to the Second World War, and of course, as you know, American corporations had done everything they could to build up the military potential of Hitler. I mean, Germany was a decimated nation in 1933, and by 1939, she had entered into World War II. But it was American corporations that gave her the technology to create fuel, gasoline, and oil, and diesel from coal. That was contracts and patents that were extended to her by the Standard Oil Company at that time, and of course it was American banks that were financing the development there, and so I'm sure some from England as well. And then there were 100 major corporations, American corporations, working in Germany at the time. And those of you who heard my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, I talk about a letter I found in the Colonel House's papers back at Yale University in 1980, where Ambassador Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany in 1960, writes to Colonel House, and he says, why are American corporations building up Adolf Hitler, building up the German war machine? I mean, nobody here wants a war. We've had this one terrible war. Nobody in Europe wants another war. And yet American corporations are building up the war-making potential of the Germans, and they can't get any profit out of it. They can't get any money out of the country because of the exchange restrictions. Do the people back at home know that the American corporations are building up the war-making potential of the Germans, and there's no profit to be made? Well, of course, Ambassador Dodd didn't understand. I'm sure that Colonel House did. I don't have any record of his reply to Ambassador Dodd, but if you've read Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, you'll find how American corporations and American banks we did everything we could to build up Adolf Hitler. But if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, you'll find how the diplomats were working behind the scenes and how the English Foreign Service was doing everything to encourage Adolf Hitler. And they encouraged him to take Alsace-Lorraine. They encouraged him to move into Austria. They encouraged him to move into the Sudetenland. And they told him that he could go ahead and do whatever he wanted as long as he didn't go to war. But they encouraged his expansion. Well, of course, then he moved into southern Czechoslovakia. And then he precipitated an incident with Poland, then, of course, he and the communists had signed a treaty, and when Germany invaded Poland from the west, why Russia invaded Poland from the east, and Adolf Hitler actually thought he was doing this with the blessing of England and France. After all, they've been encouraging him at every step of the way, and there's a book written by Albert Speer, which I have in my library, where Albert Speer, who was very close to Hitler, said the only time he ever saw Hitler really concerned or begin to lose his composure when he was told that England had declared war on him, just because he declared war on Poland. I mean, Hitler thought this was going to be a very minor situation. They'd roll into Poland or blitzkrieg, and that would end the war, and they'd divide Poland between he and Russia. Well, of course, what happened was that England and France, in response to what had happened to their ally, Poland, and of course, they kept telling Poland, don't make any concessions to Germany. Adolf Hitler wanted a corridor to Danzig, which was a German-speaking city, and he was threatening war if they wouldn't give him a corridor so he could get back and forth to Danzig, and so Danzig would be more or less incorporated into Germany because it was German-speaking, and the people there wanted to be affiliated with Germany. And, of course, what did England and France do when Russia and Germany invaded Poland? They only declared war on Germany, not on Russia. Why? Because it's all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. There's a master plan out there to create World War II when a long and horrible and bloody the war that was extended long, much, much longer than it should have been, to create as much carnage and horror as possible. And I know at least a little of this from first-hand experience because I had an opportunity back in 1980 to spend some time with General Albert Wedemeyer, who told me that, and of course he was in charge of planning the Second World War from a military point of view, worked in Washington, D.C. If you ever saw that movie, The Winds of War, which Herman Wouk's The Winds of War, with Robert Mitchum playing the part of an American general who used to go to the White House and have dinner with Churchill and Roosevelt, well, in real life, that was Al Wedemeyer. And that was his job, very close to the president, keeping abreast of their planning for the war. But General Wedemeyer told me that he was ready, and the American forces were ready, and the equipment was there to invade Europe in 1943. Why bother to go into North Africa? Why bother to invade Sicily in a long and bloody campaign, and then Italy in a long and bloody campaign? You go after the heart of the enemy. You don't go after all these peripheral things. It doesn't make any sense. But you see, Winston Churchill was intent upon prolonging the war as long as he could and as much blood and horror and terror as he could, because Winston Churchill was a druid. Came from the occult side. He was dedicated to this idea of the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World. In fact, in 1993, why, and we have the article, if any of you want to read it, by Arthur Schlesinger Jr. from the Wall Street Journal, called, and it was an article talking about NATO and talking about this idea of world government. And of course, I got permission from Arthur Schlesinger Jr. to actually reproduce that article from the Wall Street Journal. And he talks about how people, you know, in 1993, We're talking about, you know, did we really want to go into NAFTA and all of these concepts of world government, because that's what NAFTA was all about, and the World Trade Organization and CAFTA, and all of this is to do away with national sovereignty. And he said, you know, there are a lot of people who say that it's going to be too expensive to have this world government, and don't think for one minute we'll have world government without paying for it in blood as well as with money. But if we abandon this concept of world government, we're going to give up that the wonderful dream, those words of Alfred Tennyson, which Winston Churchill said were the most noble words ever written, and Harry Truman carried in his wallet all of his life. And then, of course, they quoted, Arthur Schlesinger Jr. quoted from Alfred Tennyson, "For I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see. Saw a vision of the world and all the wonder there would be. Heard the heavens filled with shouting and the rain to ghastly dew of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue. Till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World." And ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. That's what it was all about, you know, in the Boer War, the Spanish-American War, and the First World War, and the Second World War and Korea and Vietnam and the First Gulf War and what we're involved in now. What do they call it? The enduring freedom, Iraqi enduring freedom. But of course, this is a prelude to World War III. So basically, you know, they got Germany into the Second World War. They could have ended the war in 1943. But of course, Churchill didn't want to end the war. Why? Because only out of horror, terror, brutality, chaos would come the New World Order. And so he actually convinced President Roosevelt to have Al Wedemeyer shipped off, relieved of his position in Washington, D.C., and sent to India, which they thought would be the, Churchill hoped that would be the end of his military career. He was become an assistant to Lord Mountbatten, who was the British, I suppose he was a ruler, he was whatever you are, when you're the British ruler of a major nation. That was, of course, during the Second World War. And from there, Al Wedemeyer was transferred to China. We took over control of the military under Chiang Kai-shek, and he really ran the show there. And that's where he got his fourth star and became, of course, known throughout the world as a great military strategist. But you see, it was Churchill who wanted to prolong the war, just exactly as the First World War. He insisted on the invasion of Gallipoli, where 160,000 British soldiers fell and 160,000 Turkish soldiers fell. A totally nonsensical invasion in Asia Minor that no military man wanted. And Winston Churchill, High Lord of the Admiralty, insisted on it. Why? Carnage and horror. Well, you only have to read the stories about this secret society that exists in Iran today. And of course, the president is very, very close to this secret group, and they really believe that they are going to bring about the return of the 12th Imam and then the Mahdi, this bring in this millennial reign under the rule of Allah. But they're going to have horrible chaos and just world calamity to bring this about, which is why the Iranians are doing everything they can get the West, Israel, and the United States to attack Iran, because this will precipitate World War III. And if you really think for one minute, oh, it's just going to be a tea time war, our boys will be home by Christmas, you don't understand. It's all planned. They want the chaos, both the Iranians and our leaders. And you can see that in, of course, Iraq today. I mean, first of all, we never should have gone into Iraq, but when we did go into Iraq, why, we should have immediately stabilized the government, strengthened the existing structure of the society, and then gotten our boys out. But you see, that wasn't the plan. They wanted chaos. They wanted a civil war. So what did they do? They sent CFR member, Council on Foreign Relations member, Paul Bremer. Now remember, the CFR are traitors to America. Their loyalty is to this doing away with national sovereignty, doing away with certainly anything that's has individual nations. They want a one-world government. And you can't want a one-world government and then national sovereignty and be an American. But these people have a different dream. They have a different goal. And so Paul Bremer goes over there as a presidential envoy. The war officially ended on May 1st, and Paul Bremer is there by the 6th. He takes control on the 12th. And what's the first thing he does? He disbands the Iraqi army. He disbands the Iraqi police force. He disbands the Iraqi civil service. And he creates chaos. So now you would think that what you'd want to do, of course, would be to reconstitute the Iraqi army. And so there's a major general. I think his name is Eaton, as I recall. We'll have more information on that in my latest newsletter. But this general, he's a major general. He is assigned the task of building an army for a nation of 25 million people. And so he is given, well, he's given six men to build an army of 25, for a nation of 25 million people. Well, he's told by the Pentagon that idea of rebuilding the army, our military over there wants to get the army. They want to have the Iraqis take over so we can get our boys out of this meat grinder. But the Pentagon tells the Major General, That, of course, his name was Paul Eaton, Major General Paul Eaton. That his is the lowest priority, and of course, people want to get the police force reinstituted, but Paul Bremer won't let the military do that. No, he's going to do that himself, and he sort of never gets around to it. Does a poor job. Well, let me just quote you from an article in the New York Times. If any of you want to see the article, I'll be glad to send you a copy of it. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. I'm quoting. We set out to man, train, and equip an army for a country of 25 million people with six men. General Eaton said he worked into the autumn with a revolving door. Well, I'll have to tell you when we get back. Give us a call, 970-689-8255, because we really don't have anything planned.
Had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And I was actually quoting from this article, which is appearing in the New York Times. And it was basically talking about what they did to prevent the formation of an Iraqi army. After all, if you don't have an army, you don't have a police force, you don't have a civil service, you're going to have chaos. That's exactly what the Bush administration did. They knew what they were doing. They just want to appear to be all bumbling and incompetent. Oh, shucks, we don't know what we're doing. And if you believe that, you can go back. There was a report that came out in 2000. It came out over the name of a man named Paul Bremer, and I call it the Bremer Report. It was a National Committee on Terrorism. And if you want the exact quotation, we can give it to you. But it starts out with a discussion of what happened at Pearl Harbor. And, of course, we know that the Pearl Harbor was done very intentionally. We know that the president knew the attack was coming because I went through files back at Yale University where Secretary of War Stimson talked about going to the White House on November 25th, 1941, and the president told him the attack is coming. The only question is, you know, how are we going to get the Japanese to fire the first shot? But the war is coming. There's going to be an attack on the United States. They knew there was going to be an attack. They left the boys there. He doesn't say they left the boys there at Pearl Harbor to die, but the rest of it is we have that. We'll be glad to provide it for anybody who wants to see what Secretary of War, Skull and Bones member, Council on Foreign Relations member, wrote, you know, in his diary back in 1941. So they knew the attack was coming, but Paul Bremer's 2000 report talks about Pearl Harbor. Oh, shucks, we were just so incompetent. Nobody knew it was going. Nobody wanted to tell anybody else. Underlings, people working in the military were afraid to tell their superiors. Oh, shucks, we just are so incompetent. We don't know what we're doing. Well, that's the attitude they give for Iraq. How did we get to the chaotic situation and a civil war? Oh, shucks, we didn't know what we were doing. Well, let me tell you what happened. So this is a recent article in the New York Times that I'm quoting. We set out to man, train, and equip an army for a country of 25 million with six men, General Eaton said. He worked into the autumn with a revolving door of individuals, loaned talent, that would spend between two weeks and 2 months, he said, and never received even half of the 250 professional staff members he had been promised. Although the Iraqi army had dissolved during the American-led invasion, the decision by Mr. Bremer and the Pentagon not to preserve or recall any complete Iraqi units meant that the training task was bigger than expected. Training an army without non-commissioned officers to serve as drill sergeants is like pitching a tent without poles. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you realize that it's pretty hard to pitch a tent if you don't have any tent poles. You don't have anything to hold it up. And the people in Washington, D.C. aren't stupid. They have intentionally created this situation in Iraq to justify keeping our troops there indefinitely. And more American boys and young women will be crippled for life and will die there. And, of course, more and more Iraqis, we've seen this situation. Somebody blew up a Shia mosque, and now they blew up 90 Sunni mosques in reprisal. But who really blew up the mosque? We have all sorts of CIA teams operating over there. What are they doing? We have all sorts of mercenary units from Blackwater over there. What are they doing? We do know that at least in one instance where a couple of British soldiers were dressed up as Arabs and shot and killed one Iraqi policeman and wounded another. They were obviously agent provocateurs. How much of this is that? We do know, for instance, that it's come out recently that in the Irish Republican Army, you know, that opposing these wicked Irish Republican Army that has been fighting the British for 40 or 50 years, and they're just terrible, and they capture people and torture them to death. Well, the chief torturer for the IRA just happened to be a British agent, and he was killing people that they were accusing of being British agents, and he himself was a British agent. Torturing and killing, but it was perfectly all right, because he was working for the British government. The number two man, a separate individual in the IRA, was a British agent. They controlled it just exactly here in the United States as we control the Communist Party. Who do you think is funding all of the anti-war movements in America today and so many of the websites? You have your anti-war movement, you have your pro-war movement. They control both sides. Like they control both the Democratic and Republican parties. And you got a chance between Skull and Bones member George Bush or Skull and Bones member John Kerry. Which one do you want for president? And it's sort of like a choice between being shot or being hung. And I really don't want either one of them, because both of them have sworn those horrible oaths. Of course, tracking back to the original secret society that originated in Bavaria back in 1832, and is part of this world revolutionary movement. And you'll find people from Skull and Bones always working within our intelligence agencies. In fact, if you have not yet seen, and I hope you will, get the DVD that Chris Pinto put out that goes into, it's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And it goes back into Elizabethan England. We're talking about the late 1600s and early 1700s. But the early 1600s, late 1500s. But, of course, at that time, they had a British intelligence, and it was totally infiltrated by the occultists. In fact, the original 007 was an astrologer. He was the astrologer for Bloody Mary, for the Queen of England. And the whole Rosicrucian movement had infiltrated into British intelligence, and the intelligence agencies throughout the world have been infiltrated by these people who were tied into this whole occult or esoteric movement ever since. Well, what is the purpose of the occult and esoteric movement? What is the purpose of the ancient mysteries? To bring about a world government. And right now, of course, they're carrying out a plan, and it involved three wars, the First World War, the Second World War, and you can see the Third World War coming. And if you honestly believe that this is just going to be for a few days, maybe a week or two, and we'll just bomb Iran, and then that'll be the end of it. Why, you're as gullible as the Kaiser of Germany was back in 1914. He thought that this would be just a little brief war between Austria-Hungary and Serbia, or as gullible as the English people were at the time of the Boer War. Our boys will be home by Christmas. This is Lord Milner's Tea Time War. Ladies and gentlemen, war is a terrible and horrible thing, and I fear we are on the brink of World War III. How soon it's coming, I don't know. The gentleman who was to be our guest this morning thought that it wouldn't occur until after November. He has contacts with intelligence agencies and diplomats throughout the world. He actually teaches in a diplomatic school in Paris, lives in both Florida and Normandy, a fascinating individual, and I'm really very, very impressed by him, and I do hope I can have him back as a guest on one of our programs in the near future. I hear the music again. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call. We'd love to get your thoughts. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think the idea of a master plan to change the world, to bring about a new world order, that this is just too preposterous. Why, that could never happen. And if it was going to happen, why, certainly Rush Limbaugh would tell us, or Sean Hannity, or somebody would tell us, wouldn't they, or would they? Do we have, working in radio and television, the finest conservatives money could buy, whose job is not to reveal but to conceal the truth from the American people? Well, the real plan, and if you really want to know what the real plan is, you really need to read George Bush's, President Bush's, inaugural address for 2005, and you can find that up on the internet. And there we talk about, of course, the founders' dream of the new orders of the ages. When our founders proclaimed the desire for the new order of the ages, what founders wanted the new order of the ages, and what's he really talking about? I mean, when did any of our founders say that we had established this country to create the new order of the ages? Well, they did. Of course, there were a couple of them. A very small part of our founders of this country, Benjamin Franklin, among them, Thomas Jefferson, who were deeply involved in the occult. And they were on the committee that created the emblem that is on the back of the Great Seal of the United States. It was a pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye. With the pyramid, at the base of the pyramid, was 1776. That could mean the Declaration of Independence. It could mean the formation of the Illuminati on May 1st, 1776. But beneath that, the slogan, Novo Ordo Seclorum. The new social order, the new secular order, the new order of the ages. And that is, of course, the reference that the President is making. This has nothing to do with America. This is the ancient plan of the mystery religions. And, of course, this is what he's propounding. This is what they're pushing, to transform the Middle East, to transform the world, to bring enlightened democracies to the entire world, enlightened democracies like we have installed in Egypt, where they have elections. Of course, they don't allow any opposition, but they have elections, and like we had in Iraq. We had an enlightened democracy there. Of course, nobody knew the first vote who even the candidates were until 2 days beforehand, because the administration said, look, we can't tell the people who the candidates are, why they'd be killed. So we'll let you know 2 days before the election, but we appointed the candidates, and you vote, and you put your finger there, and you get it covered with ink, and you hold it up in the air, and that means you voted, and that's what democracy is all about. It's like in Ohio, in the last election for president in 2004, when one precinct had 800 registered voters and 4,000 votes on the electronic voting machine for George Bush. Isn't that what democracy is all about? It is to give you the perception that this is being done with the consent of the governed. But truly, it is an elite system by which the ruling oligarchy controls the masses. And unless you get back to paper ballots, unless you get back to free elections, where you can be sure that they are tampering with those ballot boxes, and I will tell you that the communists are working in all over America today to make sure that the election results come out as they're supposed to. After all, it was what Stalin said. It isn't how people vote that counts. It's who counts the votes that really counts. And that's what it's all about. And, of course, the communists are not smart enough to realize that they're being used. They've always been used by the very people they think they're opposing. And this is the most incredible part of the whole story, that, first of all, it is people of great wealth who are pushing communism and socialism, and you've got all these foolish college professors and all these foolish students and idealists out there working for communism and socialism to overthrow the capitalist class that's financing the very movement they're heading. But what nobody, or almost nobody, knows, other than other listeners to my programs, is that behind this are powerful spiritual forces. And unless you understand there's a spiritual force that is driving us towards World War III, and that many times controls people, and they don't even know why they do the things they do. They simply do them. And somebody had written about Colonel House, Edward Mandel House, who had controlled both Woodrow Wilson and FDR. Why, he was able to go into a room and ooze ideas into people's minds. That was written by in a book I have by a man who knew him, how he would ooze ideas into your minds. And you'll find that actually quoted in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you want to get the exact reference for it. It's there. And incidentally, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. And we have the great new DVD. Well, of course, it's the talk I gave in 1997 on the Brotherhood of Darkness, but it is still seminal to understanding what's going on now. And we have it on DVD. I watched it just the other night, and it's really very well done, and we recommend it to you. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now it's available on VHS, and now it's available on DVD. And then, of course, we are recommending everyone get a copy of Chris Pinto's great new DVD entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And I do have a small part in that. And I simply try to point out that what everybody has missed, and nobody will tell you, is that since the inception of the United States, there have been not one force, but two forces in America. Many people who study Masonry will say America is a Masonic nation. No, America is not a Masonic nation. Christians will say America is a Christian nation. And I will say it was a Christian nation, but there was Masonic influence, there was an occult influence, and it wasn't just the Masons, it was the Templars and the Rosicrucians, and they were here. But, of course, they are all modern manifestations of the ancient mystery religions. And what was the goal of the ancient mystery religions? A one-world government and a one-world religion. And when the President of the United States, as he did in his inaugural speech in 2005, says, you know, we all worship the same God, Muslims, the Christians, well, maybe he worshiped that God, but that's not the God that I worship. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we would certainly recommend to you that you consider getting this great new DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, that points out there have been two parallel forces in the United States since almost its inception, and that would be the Christian, but also the occult. So you can't understand anything going on. You can't understand the mysterious emblem on the back of the dollar bill. You can't understand the circle with a point in the middle on your television screen that you see for CBS. You can't understand the symbols, the occult symbols that are hidden in plain sight everywhere, and you see them every day. You just don't understand what they mean. The frequent means by which they create a 666 by one means or another, they understand that this is truly demonic. And they laugh at us because we're so foolish we don't. So you really need to get this great new DVD. Of course, you need to get my DVD, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do, of course, have my three little pamphlets. They're inexpensive. On the occult hierarchy, that will give you a tremendous insight into what's going on today. In fact, that, you know, as Thomas Jefferson grew older, he turned away from his belief in the spirit world, and as he said, you know, decided simply to rest his head on the comfortable pillow that Christ had offered. But certainly during his early years, he was involved with the occult, as was Benjamin Franklin, as are so many people in our government today. And these secret organizations are here. You can go up on the Internet, look up the Rosicrucians, look up the Theosophists, look up the Masons, and of course, if you go to my articles, why you'll find reference to all sorts of secret societies. They're real, but they all have one goal. They may sometimes work together, sometimes work at loggerheads, but their goal is this world government. And that's what globalism is about. That's why they won't secure our borders. That is, of course, why they are intentionally shipping our jobs, our factories overseas. They intend to impoverish our people. They intend to plunge us into a horrible war to destroy the value of our currency and to impoverish our people. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. What can you do? You can help me get the truth out across America, as I do 5 hours a day. You can go to our website. You can listen to our programs. Because the program this morning, I'm just simply talking off the top of my head. I do have a few notes from the newsletter or writing. But ordinarily, of course, most of our programs are much more structured than this one. Today, you can hear them at RadioLiberty.com. You can, of course, listen to my program here on the American Freedom Network. It's rebroadcast in the evening at www.RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our other programs on shortwave. You can get them on Internet if you don't have good access. You can get them on the satellite. We are on the Telstar 5 satellite, I think, 9 hours a day. We need you to help us get the information out across America. So if you can, if you will, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you're one of our listeners who did purchase the DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness in bulk. They'll be going out today. And very soon we hope to be offering Dr. Cuddy's excellent book, Secret Records Revealed, an updated version of that with an index. And then, of course, please remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pray for America, pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Find out how Bio Superfood has helped thousands.